the total of fours. The new police chief sat at his desk, filing out some of the office's bills. Then his cream-colored phone at the right end of the desk began to ring. It rang three times before he put down his pen and answered. The phone call was mighty shocking.
The local police department. Chief of police speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Bill. This is Ellen. I'm on duty. I just turned on Nightmare Lane, and there seems to be an accident. Get over here. Fast!
Why wasn't I notified?
For Pete's sake, who knows? Will you get over here?
All right, I'll be there. See ya. And Bill last word, he smashed the receiver down on the hook.
Chief, what's wrong with
me? God, I swear to Jack, it's the badge on
Chief,
reading the local.
Chief, what am I supposed to do with this game?
And hop into a black and black. Okay, Alan, who did what to who?
A dog attacked a man named John Doe.
We usually don't get dog attacks in Tinoco. Well, how is the guy?
Sorry to say he's dead, huh? And boy, you should have seen that body. It made my stomach turn. All that gore, and it could swish when someone hit it with a gun.
That bad, huh? You keep any half-assed reporters away. Use your revolver.
This is half-assed reporters.
If you have to go as far to scare them away. And let's keep this quiet. It probably won't happen again.
I pray to God it won't.
Well, I bet that guy named Gallo wished it more than you do.
Well, you want to have lunch with me?
Sure, if you don't mind eating in the office, I still have got some bills to pay.
Oh, not again, Bill. Well, all right. It's better than eating in bed with the pigeons.
Sure it is. Well, come on, bring your card back. Then the two began to eat. The lunch consisted of a dog shit and jelly sandwich. Two 24-ounce cans of piss. And shit apple pie. Ben Winters grabbed the magazine. It had been messed up and the front page had been conceived. He began to read it out loud. Hey, Ellen, get this. Remember Joanne and Antoinette, fuckhead?
Of course I do. Why?
They're suing the boner bags for $250,000.
Oh, really? Isn't that nice? On what charge?
Trying to cut off Antoinette's dick and burn down Joanne's cunt.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah, it says they burned down the cunt, but Antoinette's dick is okay. We'll just flip through the magazine. He was in shock. He saw the title of the front page, and to his horror, it read, Dog Kills Man in Tinoco Today. He couldn't believe it. His temples ached, his scalp tingled, then... Shit! Look at this godforsaken paper.
Holy Christ! I'll bet everyone knows!
At least everybody who buys this paper, and that's about 200... let me think. 2,633.9 people. Shit!
What are we gonna do?
Kill the bitch before it takes a bite out of someone and steals another headline. Just then, a man with straight black hair came crushing it. He stood at about 5'10", and weighed 165 pounds. He came to the desk and said,
What the hell is a matter with the police department around here? Some hat-ass cop guys may have taken for going 65 in a 20-mile speed zone. They must have been screwed up that bastard.
Who do you think you are, you half-cock tourist, coming in here and insulting the entire department? How would you?
Don't give me any of that pig poo. You better get your half-crap voice in the shack and teach them how to do their job.
What did you say, sucker?
I said screw myself.
Who are you? You know, go around telling how people how to do their job.
In case you don't know, I'm chief police around here. Get the point.
For all I care, you can sit on your butt.
Okay, buddy. You're nervous.
Just then, Floaty pulled out the fat wallet from his back pocket.
Oh, fuck you.
flipped his ID card in front of Lynch's face. At the top, clearly printed is, with the words, U.S. government cesspool
cleaner. Well, if I had known you were that big half-ass, half-cocked, fucking castrated agent, I would have...
You wouldn't have given me a pain in the ass, would you? Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Sorry.
Oh. Lynch stood up and looked down at the bill he was writing and said aloud, "Well, the government could do a better job."
I want a piece of my life. Yeah, watch your mouth, smart ass. We are breaking our backs to make sure that innocent lives are in safety.
Yeah, sure they do.
You got any ideas to improve the government?
Yeah, they can assassinate you.
They don't clam up. What about the ticket?
You don't have to pay it, you fucking castrated ass.
Hey, what about the dog?
Well, we'll have to kill it if we find it.
Oh, yes. We better find our partner fast.
Yeah, three is better than one, isn't it?
Don't bother. Not only do you need another partner, but you need a course in math. Haven't you heard that that chief of police and his assistant killed it with the help of me, of course?
This is a different dog.
Already? Who's God?
Let's just hope the fish doesn't show up again.
That's not the only thing we can do.
And just where you get the word we?
And you, Luty, and me. That's all.
Excuse me.
They say you were in this business.
Yeah.
This is the work for the Taz Police Department, you asshole.
Winters and Newton, why don't you? Winters and Newton, why don't you? Why don't you brush up on the law? You probably already know that I have the full right to hunt this dog as much as you do.
Damn it, do that in the bathroom, will you? Now, no you don't. Not in this town, you don't. Besides, you're on a crib. You don't even have a gun, you prissy asshole-headed fucker.
Section 1345, Winters, in the Book of Septic Cleaning, it states that when any human life is in danger of falling into a cesspool, no matter who he or she might be, anyone in the fuck house can save them.
Kill yourself, you getting her up for me, uppity fuck.